were in office. So that kind of undermines the argument that this is legitimate, just in the fact that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is not going to be overseeing the trial. But to have Patrick Leahy, who is absolutely, I mean, an adamant sufferer of Trump derangement syndrome, overseeing an impeachment trial after he'd already voted once before to convict and remove President Trump a year ago is just a joke. And I think the American public not only sees that it's a joke, but also sees it as ridiculous to try to remove a man from office who's already left office. I mean, anybody with an ounce of common sense sees this as nothing but political kabuki theater.
Tell me, though, what happens in this trial when, as we've seen in civil and criminal trials, somebody stands up on the Republican side and says, "Judge, I object on the grounds of it's immaterial or whatever the objection is," and then Patrick Leahy will rule impartially on that?
Yeah, well, Patrick Leahy, he may say that he can rule impartially as much as he wants, but I think anybody would recognize that he can't. He's not impartial. We all know that. The reason why this is so ridiculous was cemented yesterday, Kevin. They had like a test vote. The Democrats need 17 Republicans to join them to actually convict President Trump at an impeachment trial. Yesterday, Senator Rand Paul had a motion on the floor to stop this whole thing, and the Democrats were only able to get 5 Republicans to join them to continue going forward with this impeachment fiasco. So it seems like that's their high level. At best, they might be able to get 5 Republicans who will vote with them to impeach. That's 12 short of what they need. So we're going to go through this whole thing for absolutely nothing, and everybody in Washington, D.C. already knows it. Other than, look, we all know what's really going on here. All they're trying to do is to embarrass Donald Trump as an act of revenge. They know that they're not going to succeed. They just want to twist the knife in his back now, that even though he's gone now.
Can we hold you over, Chuck, for another segment?
Oh, gosh, for you? Absolutely.
Oh, I just love it. Thank you. Words that I love to hear. Stay with us. More to do with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. If you have not picked up Muth's Truths, it's absolutely amazing. It's out every week, sometimes twice a week, sometimes 3 times a week when he gets prolific. That's Chuck Muth. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 3:31 right now, and there is a crash to look out for on US 95. That's also the 515 southbound. That's before Galleria. It's on the right shoulder. Some people call it 95. Some people call it 515. It's the same place there before Galleria. Also, heavy volumes on the 15 south at Sahara, north at Desert Inn. You're going to be touching the brakes as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl there. On the 515 eastbound at Main, 515 west at Pecos. Some congestion up there in Summerlin, eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo. And you'll tap the brakes there on the Southern Beltway as well. That's 215 westbound at Gibson.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights come back to grab a point, but they still take a loss yesterday in a shootout to St. Louis, losing by a 5-4 score. In the loss, Max Pacioretty got his 7th career hat trick. They played the game without their entire coaching staff because of COVID-19. General manager Kelly McCrimmon served as the head coach, and the staff of the AHL team in Henderson served as the assistant coaches. Vegas and St. Louis set to finish out the series at T-Mobile Arena tomorrow. No word if the coaching staff will be able to return. UNLV basketball looking for their 6th straight win tonight as they match up against Utah State. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture.
I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. You know, we've been talking about this 1 week into the Biden administration and what's good and what's bad. Are we going to be unified? Nobody has talked about the president who was president a week ago, almost a week ago, and that is Donald J. Trump. And do you have any feel for what the future of Trump is? Is it in politics? Is it being a kingmaker? Is it being a candidate? I haven't gotten any indication whatsoever.
Well, here's an old saying about politics that, once you get it into your bloodstream, the only way to get it out is with embalming fluid. So,
who came up with that? Is that one of your originals?
That's not a Moose Truths, but I'm happy to steal it. I'm the Milton Berle of political rhetoric.
In fact, it was Milton Berle that once said, "There are no new jokes, just those that are twice stolen."
There you go.
That's true.
So, no, I don't believe that there's any way that the president is going to walk away from politics and just spend his remaining days in business or on the golf course. He's in it, and he's going to stay in it. Now, to what level? That's the great unknown question. I think he's doing absolutely the right thing right now. He's been quiet for the past week. He's decompressing and getting his energy back and getting his groove back. He'll come back out eventually, at a time of his own choosing, no question about it. The only thing that I have seen is that there's been a lot of talk about him possibly starting a third party, calling it the Patriot Party, but from what I've been reading, the president has dismissed that as an idea, and I think he's absolutely correct on that. We don't need a third party. What we need to do is to find a better Republican Party, and the way to do that is to field better candidates in primaries. Find the bad Republicans and get a good quality candidate to run against them in the primary. We don't need more Republicans. We need better Republicans. And I think that's probably the direction that the president will go. I think he'll stick with the GOP, and he will probably get involved in helping Republican primary candidates. He still has an awesome fundraising ability to do so himself. If he doesn't raise money for the Republican National Committee, easily he could set up or take over an existing political action committee and raise millions and millions of dollars to do exactly that. And I suspect that's probably the direction that the president will go, but no one really knows what Donald Trump's going to do. And just when you think that you do know, he does the exact opposite anyway.
Well, most of the people I know have gone into a bubble, an information bubble. They're not watching any of the news conferences of John Kerry this morning or yesterday, the president, and they've just disengaged from politics for a while. Will those 74 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump, will they still be around in 4 years?
You know, I got to say, I've done that to a certain extent myself, Kevin. I've not followed the news and all this because it's a joke. President Biden's first week in office. I haven't been following it. I'm not completely in a bubble, but I haven't been following it that closely. And so I suspect that what you're saying is absolutely true. That said, they're just sitting back, cooling their heels, keeping their powder dry, and they're waiting for President Trump to come back out and say, here's what you all should do, and here's what I'm going to do. At which point, maybe not all 74 million who voted for him, but certainly a significant number of those Trump supporters are going to follow his marching orders and become engaged again. They are not going away. They're simply waiting to take direction from their leader once he comes out and makes that decision.
And by the way, could a family member be elected president? And I'm thinking of Don Jr. I'm talking about Ivanka. I mean, is there anybody? Eric might be a candidate. Any feel for whether any of those kids might step forward?
I think they too have the political gene in their blood now, and you can't get it out. I doubt that, you know, they could run for president in 2024. At best, they would have to probably go the Hillary Clinton route. Once she left the White House as first lady, she ran for the United States Senate in New York and then used that to run for president of the United States. I think if any of the president's kids decide that they want to dip their toes into the political waters and get involved in that manner, they're probably going to have to look to run for U.S. Senate or governor first before they can position themselves. And they're certainly young enough. They don't have to run for president in 2024. They've got a long future ahead of them. But I think that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to get their foot in the door as an electable candidate first before they can go on a national stage. What Donald Trump pulled off in 2016, I don't think it translates to any of his children or anyone else around the country. He was a very unique individual at a very unique time. He was just the right man at the right place at the right time against the right candidate, Hillary Clinton, to be able to pull off what he did in 2016.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, we are in the midst of National School Choice Week. As you know, we on this show spend a lot of time on education because it's the future of our community. I'm curious how far you think we've come with school choice. Is it possible that we could have a breakthrough that the pandemic has created an opening for folks that believe in homeschooling, in pods, in micro schools, that maybe it's time that more parents look at this? Is it possible this could be the silver lining in this pandemic?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. I think parents who were forced into homeschooling their kids last March, many of them, of course, will be sending their kids back to school because they just don't have the ability or the willingness to homeschool their kids. But I think you're going to see a big percentage of homeschoolers increase. Parents who were forced into it and once forced into it said, you know what, I can do this. This isn't so bad. And they're going to continue to homeschool their kids. It's just the real shame of this is that Republicans passed a school voucher program, the education savings accounts in 2015, which would allow parents to have money to send their kids to private schools if they wanted. But then when the Supreme Court said, yeah, it's constitutional, but the way you funded it is wrong, Governor Sandoval, instead of forcing that issue and funding those education savings accounts correctly, let them die, and when the Democrats got control of the government again, the governor's office and both the Senate and Assembly, they killed ESAs completely, and they're probably not coming back until we are able to get Republican control of both the legislature and the governor's mansion again.
Well,
maybe it'll be 2022.
National School Choice Week runs through the 30th of this month, so a lot of parents ought to be looking at it, because what's happening now in the Clark County School District is an embarrassment. And by the way, this whole thing of getting the kids back in school, we've had now 19 suicides in the span of 9 months in the Clark County School District. That is unacceptable. Is that what is fueling this new push to get the kids back, or at least some of the kids back?
Well, that's what, the New York Times focused on that in a story last weekend, and that's what suddenly got, a lot of people to finally start talking about reopening the schools a little bit more seriously than what they had been. It was an impetus, I believe, but the pressure to reopen the classrooms has been building and building for a long time now. And let's make no mistake, the reason our schools, classrooms are not open today is because of the pressure and the power of the teachers' union. I'm not belittling individual teachers and what they do in the classroom. It's not necessarily their fault, although their dues pay for this. It's the teachers' union leadership that's keeping our classrooms closed, and we should never, ever forget that. They need to be blamed for what they're putting our kids through right now.
It is truly a lost year, maybe more. I mean, I'm hearing more talk that there may not be students in the classroom until next fall, until August or September, which I think would make it like a lost year and a half, which I don't know how we get it back. Chuck, it's always good, man, visiting with you. If folks want to check in on Muth's Truths, how do they do it?
Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com, NevadaNewsAndViews.com, and you can sign up right there. It's a free e-newsletter.
And by the way, am I right on this, that there is an ad for this radio program on your site, on your website?
There is. Right underneath the subscription box in the right-hand column, you will see the Kevin Wall ad that we just put up last week. Looks
Thank
beautiful.
You. You are too kind, my friend. Hey, you have yourself a great rest of your week, and we'll talk with you again next week.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
Thank you very much. It's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. A little bit later on, Michael Schaus will join us just after 4 o'clock. He's communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI or Nevada Policy. A major move in court by NPRI. We'll tell you what it's all about coming up in just a couple of minutes. By the way, coming up later on, Jim Wheeler, Assemblyman District 39, will preview the upcoming session of the Nevada Legislature. So make sure you're around for Jim Wheeler. He'll be along at 5:05. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/20.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51994.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning. Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367. License number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, the e-bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Mike Lindell, as you know, has been in the news lately, and he was on with Tucker Carlson last night. He says, and you can believe him or not, he says that he has evidence of voting machine fraud. Listen to this last night on Tucker Carlson.
If they disagree with you or think that you're saying things that are incorrect, why don't they explain what those things are, and why don't they try to convince you that you're wrong? I mean, I thought the rules were, if you think someone is saying something incorrect, you explain how it's incorrect and you convince his audience that actually you're right and he's wrong. When did that go away? When we decide force was the only answer to disagreement?
Right. And, that, you know, I can't even live stream on Facebook. They've shut it down. But you're exactly right, Tucker. What I've said to them with this particular thing that's going on now, I've been all in trying to find the machine fraud. And we found it. We have all the evidence. So what all these outlets that have been calling me from the Washington Post, New York Times, every outlet in the country, they go, Mike Lindell, there's no evidence and he's making fraudulent statements. No, I have the evidence. I dare people to put it on. I dare Dominion to sue me, because then it would get out faster. So this is it, you know, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to say, oh, you're wrong. And I'm going, well,
they're,
you know,
they're not
what?
Making conspiracy theories go away by doing that. You don't answer, right. you don't make people kind of calm down and get reasonable and moderate by censoring them. You make them way crazier, of course.
Of course. Stay where you are. That's Mike Lindell from the MyPillow fame. I've never done a MyPillow. That there may be one in my future because I don't like people trying to boycott people like that. Yeah, they're really good. They're really good. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. I have listened to the progression of hearing aid technology for over 30 years, so I'm not easily impressed. But when my resident audio expert Steve Romeo had me listen to a pair of the new Liveo Edge instruments with artificial intelligence, I went, wow! When you tap them twice, you'll hear, while they adjust themselves automatically for your best hearing anywhere. No more fiddling with controls. Steve says capability like this would have required a large rack of audio equipment only a few years ago. To hear them yourself, call Shelley at 369-1321. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you missed it earlier, this is interesting. NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, is asking a court to expedite justice in their separation of powers case. We'll get the latest on that from Michael Schaus, Communications Director for NPRI. This is the deal where folks are double dipping. They're being paid by the state, and then they go home, and they're prosecutors, high school principals, and believe it or not, our forefathers were smart enough to say you can't do that, and they put it in the state's constitution that you can't double dip. But that, you know, it's much like that two-thirds vote for taxation. You know, you have to have two-thirds majority. For some reason, the Democrats and even some Republicans are flaunting that. they don't even seem to feel bad about it. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.